I am here at World Dairy Expo, and I'm in the Bowmatic booth, and we have here on display the robotic dairy, and with me I have John Mansavage with Bowmatic, who's going to tell us a little bit about this demonstration.
Yeah, Cindy, this is the SR1 post-milking robotic system.
For a rotary, external rotary milking parlor. As you can see, it's applying teat dip after the cow is milked. This system will apply teat dip automatically, consistently, and regularly with your cows as they come through the system. So the idea here is that it removes the labor involved for on a commercial dairy. You would have at least three people in a 24-hour shift standing and doing the manual dipping that would normally take place. It's critical. Post-dipping is a critical part of the whole milking process. This automates it with a robot.
Now, is this brand new this year?
Absolutely brand new. In fact, this is really a pre-production model. Mechanically, our go-to-market units will look like this, but we have some final testing we want to do still, and some just tweaking of the spray patterns and just the exact viscosity of dips and so forth that we're doing still. But this will be the go-to-market look of the unit.
Of course, they would be real cows, I suppose.
Absolutely, yes. I promise you, they'd be real cows, yeah.
Now, what kind of reaction are you getting from people?
It's been very, very positive here at the show. In fact, it's really... it helped us win the large booth award, I'm sure, this year. But it really is something kind of remarkable and very new to the industry. So it's gotten it's met with great interest here.
Well, tell me about that. I was there when you won the award, and they said that this was covered up before the judges came through, and then when you unveiled it, it kind of blew them away.
Yeah. Well. When we set up last weekend, we did want to cover it up because it was brand new. We didn't want to tip our hand to anybody, and so we did have it covered up prior to the start of the show. So it's been unveiled to the world now. Actually, we released it in Europe as well recently at the SPAS show in France, Agrotechnique in Holland, and at the dairy event in the UK. So it's out there now.
Now, but you said that this is really kind of a prototype. When is it going to be actually for sale? The producers can buy it.
Yeah, my answer to that is yes. we don't have a real hard timeline yet. We really can't commit to that, knowing that testing itself is a process. We're coming to market with this just as quickly as we can possibly come. So,
how much is it going to cost?
That's also a yes, but. Consider the fact that if you have three people doing this operation on a rotary, on a 24-hour rotary, a full commercial-scale rotary, you will pay them each at least $30,000 a year. So you probably have a labor cost all in of at least $100,000 for three people. So if you can get a payback on this in maybe 2 years or less, that's what we're looking at. And I think that will fill that gap in the market very quickly. So,
well, John, tell me just a little bit more just about Bowmatic in general. Tell me about the company.
Well, Bowmatic is located right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We've always been here, and we pride ourselves on innovative products for the dairy industry. We're the only full line U.S. manufacturer of dairy equipment. We pride ourselves on that as well. But everything from stalls to chemical products to the automation that you use to run your dairy is what Bowmatic's all about. We are all about the cow. We don't get into manure handling or other ancillary areas. We are focused on the cow and the parlor.
How has the show been for you this year?
You know, this is Dairy Expo. This is the World Series. The weather has been awfully nice. The first couple of days were a little bit light, but fully understandable because of the weather. But great day today, and we anticipate tomorrow is the same. And we'll close it out on a high note, I'm sure.
Well, thank you very much, John Mansavage, here at the Bowmatic booth at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.